Yo, what's going on, friends? Welcome to another edition. It is that time for the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com, the JPEG Sports Network. I am your host, Eddie Greer, for the EG3 show. As usual, Cable Truck Series, Xfinity Series, Monster Energy, NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports, and it's getting down to the end of the regular season. It is here. We will break that down at the end of the podcast today. Also, Darlington weekend, one by one, Denny Hamlin. But oh, wait, there's breaking news. I will get to that momentarily as well. And Capable Truck Series drama all over again in Canada, and that's where I'm going to start right now on today's podcast. Truck Series in Canada, Canadian Tire Motorsports Park, where I harped on one driver for the last several weeks that he needed to win to get in. He did the win part all right, that in the person of Austin Cindric getting the victory, but did not come without controversy. Cindric, the final lap of this race, battling Cas Grala, who in his own right a very good road course racer. Cindric had no doubt the best truck throughout the weekend, sat on the pole with it, had his 19th birthday last weekend, and everything is going good. He overcame adversity as well with issue and pit stops, and then had to come back in, lost track position at one point in this race, came back on a track, caution helped Cindric's chances there. And then last lap, he got around Craig, Noah Craigson, and then coming up to turn number 5, that hilly turn is where it all went down. Cindric basically takes out Grala. And let me take out basically. He basically runs over Grala with no harms necessary, pretty much, on his way to his first career truck victory. Now, Cindric has been one of the hottest drivers in the series with 6 consecutive top 10s. Now you can make it 7 and add the victory to it, but doesn't come without controversy again. Last year, I actually said this on a pod last week, that if it's anywhere close to the finish we had last year with Nemechek and Custer, all grass to the finish line, then we're going to have something. And it wasn't quite that, but we are getting something, because Cindric, with basically didn't try to race him, or him, I mean Grala, didn't try to race him at all. He basically just put the front bumper to him immediately. I mean, Cindric was better in that corner, and Cas kind of made a little mistake there the corner before that. But Cindric could have eased up a little bit on Grala a little bit. I know it's a final lap, and the cliche in NASCAR with the final lap is, you know, if you're anywhere near the front last lap, you're going to get turned. We've seen it all the time. If you're a big NASCAR fan or just getting into the sport, you're going to see things like this. Goes back to last year. We see it all the time. Tony Stewart comes to mind. You know, getting the bumper to Denny Hamlin there at Sonoma. Cindric, playoffs online, he had to win to get in, and he had to do what was necessary. But all the talk coming out of this race was the fact that Cindric, was that a dirty move? And in my opinion, I believe it was. He could have, you know, went around Cas Grala, maybe raced him just 5 or 5, 10 seconds maybe, and then go on his way. But, you know, with Cas Grala already in the playoffs, whatnot, Austin Cindric made the comment. I'm going to summarize the comment saying, you know, with him, Cas being in the playoffs, you know, it didn't matter to him basically whether or not he wanted to move him or spin him out of the way. It's basically a dump and run move position. Cas Grala was not happy about it after the race. Cas Grala had a strong afternoon up in Canada last Sunday afternoon. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And I did not know this prior to Austin Cindric being in his second season in the trucks. You know, these two had kind of grown up together on the racetrack. Something about Cash Grala or Austin Cindric letting Cash Grala drive one of his modifieds, whatever, whatnot. And the expression on Cash Grala's mother's face explains it all. All she do is shake her head. She couldn't do nothing but shake her head when she saw her son Cash get dumped by Austin Cindric there at the end of his race. And now, you know, what was the situation was going to be different? What if Cash didn't have a win? Nobody's not talking about, well, this situation, whether Cash Grala didn't have a win, because Cash Grala has been kind of been off the map since his big win at Daytona. He's had several good runs this year, but may for the most part been hit or miss for that 33 truck. But he had a tremendous run, giving Cindric all he can handle. In the first stage, he was running up in the top 5 or 6 all afternoon long, the 33 truck was. But then had his race come down to Austin Cindric coming up fast. I mean, Cindric had the fresher tires than Grala. But then Grala gets hit from behind. And then still, Cass finished third to a hard-charging second Noah Gregson. And the move he made, I'll get to that here in a second. But Cindric, basically his attitude kind of says it all there. He didn't care what he did with Cash Grala, but hey, what if Cash didn't have a win going into this race? We would be seeing a lot more different reaction from Cash Grala on the track. We could have seen some more bumping and banging. I would believe that. I truly would believe that if Grala didn't already have his win at Daytona, we would have seen a whole lot of beating the banging. That's what the truck series is all about. But hey, Cindric did what he needed to do at the end. The general purpose going into that race was win. And I had him marked to win that race, which he did, taking away a spot in the playoffs, which it is tight for that last spot. And oh, by the way, speaking of playoffs and the trucks, Chase Briscoe clinched his spot in the 8-man playoffs in the cat. Cape World Truck Series. I almost said Craftsman. Caught myself right there. But now, Brad Keselowski Racing, in his final season as owner in the Truck Series, has both trucks in the playoffs. And that's saying something right there. I mean, even though Brad Keselowski's thinking about taking his team to Cup, I don't know what good it will do him, you know, shutting down his truck team. I believe that Chase Briscoe and Austin Cindric are pretty good drivers, you know, getting to know them a little bit throughout the season. Briscoe has been tremendous, and Cindric has really come on to his own in the second part of the season. And now, Brad Keselowski, BKR, has both trucks running for a championship here after Chicagoland. Let's take a look at the top 10. From the race, the Chevrolet Silverado 250, Austin Cindric was dominant. 32 laps led in this race, won it. Noah Gregson finished second, and a heartbroken Noah Gregson at that. I'll back up to him momentarily. Cash Grala third. Justin Haley had a fast truck all weekend. Fourth spot, Ryan Truex in the fifth spot. Top five, another good outing for him, but doesn't come with a cost. Johnny Sauter 6th, Chase Briscoe 7th, Parker Klickerman 8th, Austin Wayne Self, how about that, 9th, and Ben Rhodes rounds out your top 10 from the race last weekend. Backing up to Gregson, Gregson was very heartbroken. Looking at his face, he looked like he was going to break down and start crying. He almost did. It looked like to me, if you guys caught this race, that Gregson or in the interview that he was going to cry, and hey, he gave it all he had, especially with 15 laps to go. He put moves that 4 wide at a road course, that doesn't normally work, but Noah Gregson was being all caps aggressive, and he made a big time move on 3 trucks, including Parker Klickerman, kicking him to the outside of the track. I didn't think nobody was going to make that turn, and I still don't know how everybody made it through that corner, but Noah Gregson put his heart and soul into that race, but he still has one more opportunity to get in, and he's going to have to win, and that's what all these drivers have to do. This is what it's all about, especially here this weekend. We got the Cup Series and their regular season finale. It's when you're in. And I'll dive into that as we move along and in the point standings. Of course, Cindric now's in. Briscoe clinches his spot. So, big day for Brad Keselowski Racing. And now, it's down to one spot. Incredible. Ben Rhodes has the final playoff spot right now. Ahead of, remember Ryan Truex in that top five? Doesn't come with a price. Cindric wins. Ryan Truex is first out now, 7 out, only 7 points to the good. But Ryan Truex and that team has had build momentum. Well, it's going to come down to the prime time race here next weekend in Chicagoland for a right to run for the playoffs. This is going to be really exciting. You can throw in Noah Gregson in there as well. Justin Haley has had fast trucks. An interesting note on Haley goes to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Haley wasn't really eligible to the playoffs because of his age. Well, he's 18 now, and they made some kind of a deal with Justin Haley that if you once you turn 18, if you're running well enough, if you win, then you compete in the playoffs. So you put him in a conversation too. Mr. Top 10, Gregson, you have Grant Enfinger in that mix as well. But this race is going to come down to, it's a mile and a half, and we've seen the success on a mile and a half this year. Ryan Truex is running pretty well this year, along with Ben Rhodes. But this race, I think between those guys, it's going to come down to who makes the least mistake. That's what it's going to come down to between these two trucks. And I can maybe throw a sleeper. I'm going to throw in Noah Gregson as the sleeper in this, because he runs with Kyle Busch Motorsports, and they put out good trucks. And he has an opportunity to do something here to really win and get in. That's next week for the trucks. Ryan Truex has been strong as well. But between the two drivers, they can make some costly mistakes. And whoever team and slash driver can make the least mistakes and unload with a good strong truck and execute, that's what's going to come down to. The word execution on the racetrack next Friday night, where this is all going to go down, Chicago, that team and driver is going to make it into the playoffs. That's what's going to come down to. 7 points, that is not enough cushion. A mistake could put Ryan Truex in or out. Mistake or a tremendous race by Ben Rhodes could put him in, or a mistake could put him out. So, and always you got to be aware of the uncontrollable things like an engine or a tire going down or just not good. But these teams, you know, they have to be on their A game, and 7 points is really close. Ben Rhodes right now probably not going to be sleeping well next week. Neither is Ryan Truex. He's been wanting to win for the last month or so. It's going to be an interesting race. Justin Haley, Grant Enfinger, you can't count those trucks out either. So a lot could go down here in next week. So no race, obviously, for the trucks this week. The season finale, Chicagoland Speedway, next Friday, 8:30 Eastern Time, 7:30 Central Time in Chicago / Kansas, Missouri, wherever you listen to that. Fox Sports 1 has the regular season finale covered. MLRN will have coverage on the airwaves. That is next week, and that's shaping up to go down to the wire. And these two drivers were neck and neck. Truex, Ryan had a good race. Ben Rhodes kind of struggled in the middle of this Canada race, but came back and made some positions up on the racetrack, and that is big. So that could hold him the spot, or we see another chance, or will we see somebody else outside of those two get a win and get in the points? So Ben Rhodes isn't safe either, for that matter. So you got seven already locked in to the field. We'll get into this more next week. Ben Rose, Ryan Truex, and the rest of the field, or say, not the field, but maybe three or four more drivers outside of this top 8 points will have a shot as well. So it's going to go down next week with the King World Truck Series. Darlington, we'll start with the Xfinity Series real quick before we go to our first break of the afternoon here on KCSportsRadio.com. This is the EG3 show. And I mentioned Denny Hamlin winning these races at the top of the show. Well, come yesterday, news comes out, which is penalty day, Wednesday, penalty day. And Denny Hamlin, not once, but twice, gets penalized for not passing post-race inspection after the win. And let's bring up that dreaded word, encumbered, into the mix. Both wins do not count for Denny Hamlin. So we're just going to talk about the racing. But Denny Hamlin, it was comeback weekend for him because he momentarily lost the lead in the Xfinity race for 5 seconds to Joey Logano. And all of a sudden, put the crossover move on him and wins the race. But again, the Xfinity win will not count due to not passing post-tech. And Denny Hamlin maybe set a new standard. Got a lot of people not happy with the way. And this is goes back to Joey Logano's situation. This is why Joey Logano's in this position that he's in. Because of the Cumber win. I mean, we didn't make a big deal about it then because we thought Joey Logano was going to get more wins. That has not happened at all. And he has struggled, and they say the Fords are back. Well, maybe a couple of Fords are back, but Joey Logano, even though he qualified in the top 10, and sorry, I'm getting kind of off track, but I'm in the same ballpark, you know what I mean? Recapping this Darlington weekend, Logano just hasn't been the same. And obviously, he knows the pressure to win and get in. He's won it, obviously, before via spring race, but didn't count because of not passing tech. And I'll get into that more in the next segment. But Logano, he ain't the other one in trouble. Bowyer, in trouble. Dale Jr., definitely in trouble. Some of these other cars, Daniel Suarez, Trevor Bayne, Daniel Patrick. I mean, we're going to have some big names out here that if it stands the way it is now, if we don't get a new winner, then we're looking at 3-4 drivers, big name drivers, looking outside in. Who would have said that at the beginning of the year that we're going to have Clint Bowyer, Joey Logano, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and maybe one other driver not to make it to the show, to the big dance? That's the playoffs, Monster Energy NASCAR Cup playoffs, which is coming out really fast here next week. It's almost here, the playoffs, here with the Sweet 16 drivers will be going at it for the championship. Obviously, same format as it's been before, but different name. You got round of 16, round of 12, round of 8, and of course the final four, on Homestead, which will be determined, of course, by wins, by how you can transfer in to those rounds. But yes, Denny Hamlin put the crossover move, trying to get back on track here. Hamlin wins it. Logano second. Harvick third. Eric Jones fourth. So the top four are Cup drivers. And some people that I caught on my Twitter feed were not happy that Cup drivers were dominating. See, dominating the Xfinity Series race. But we won't be seeing much of that in the playoffs. Thank goodness for that. The first Xfinity Series regular comes via William Byron in fifth. And by the way, shout out to Liberty University where William Will goes to school. They took down Baylor last weekend. How? Wow. I can't believe that. But, you know, Baylor kind of got new coaches, whatnot. And I'm not going to delve into their whole situation. If you're football fans too, you know the situation. I'm not getting into that right now. Basically, kind of in rebuilding mode, and for a team like that to fall to a lower division school, that's kind of embarrassing. So, Liberty, shout out to y'all for taking down Baylor. Brennan Poole, Ty Tilly, Justin Allgaier, Cole Custer, and Austin Dillon rounds out the top 10 from the Xfinity Series race last weekend at Darlington. Again, for those of you just tuning in, Denny Hamlin's wins. I was all set yesterday to talk about Denny Hamlin and the way he loves his racetrack. Well, he still loves his track, but his teams cost him the victory, especially in the Cup Series where it really matters the most. I will dive into that more after Behind the Wheel right here on EG3 Show here coming up. But Denny made a nice move on Joey Logano off of turn 4 and wins this race. Hamlin wins it, but ain't gonna matter. Don't count because of post-race inspection. Who does that? Whose team does that? I mean, obviously, Joey Logano's in that conversation this year for failing it. Darrell Wallace Jr. in that truck in another team falls in that category as well. Kyle Busch, I think. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it was someone else. I believe it came in the Xfinity Series with an encumbered situation. I can't remember. But I think this is not the first time that Denny Hamlin has been encumbered. Going back earlier to Charlotte, to the spring race at Charlotte, Denny Hamlin's win was encumbered, I believe, thanks to post-race inspection. So, this has got to stop somehow. You know, the team, you know, when we hear that word, or we should hear, about, you know, wins don't count because these winning teams are, you know, going outside of Bucks winner. This is what we think as fans of the sport, and where we see, you know, Denny Hamlin, obviously a good example. His team, you know, put not passing post-race tech. It just sends the wrong message, and something has to be done to send a stronger message to the teams that do win and don't pass tech that, hey, you got to win within the lines and stop playing around. But the 18 team got hit hard, and the 11 got even hit even harder, which I'll dive into in the next segment. All right, folks, time to take our first break of the afternoon right here on the EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. When I come back to the show, you'll hear Behind the Wheel, and we're actually, thanks to the bye week, we're actually caught up. So we're going to actually listen to Darlington, Behind the Wheel, all the excitement action, and it will kind of put us in a nice transition to talk about Denny Hamlin's rally from missing pit road, having to come back around and running down the leader, Mark Trek Jr., to win this race. But it doesn't really matter. He won the race, but did not win the post-race inspection, so the win does not count, and his points doesn't count either. Before we get into a timeout, social media via facebook.com/EG3Show and our Twitter handle, obviously, at the EG3_show. Once again, folks, at the EG3_show. When we come back from behind the, when we come back, it's Behind the Wheel coming up next. You're listening to the EG3 Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com.
many folks who have packed into Darlington Raceway.
We'll be back with that here in just a second. My name's Eddie Greer, the third for the EG3 show. Sorry for the whole mix-up. We'll be back. We'll get it back on here in just a moment. EG3 show talking about here in the next segment. Denny Hamlin's big time win in the Bojangles Southern 500. Get down to that. Also, we're going to talk about a few players that made a big impact in this race as well. But now, here we go, folks. Behind the wheel, right now, Darlington.
Wait, Darlington's a big challenge. Work hard. Come out here on top. Finish it off, man. Drop out of it.
Who will win the 68th running of the Southern 500? We're about to find out.
All right. Final.
It's Richard Petty. He is behind the wheel of that race car.
Pretty damn cool seeing that thing out here.
Not gonna go, Kevin. They're gonna add a lap here. 43, don't want to leave the track.
I don't blame him. I drive that thing around all day.
Richard wanted to leave the lap, didn't he?
He's 43.
Temple, I just hear you.
Put him up on the board.
They're black flag in the 43 car.
That's funny.
Morning, King.
All right, coming to green here.
Ready, ready, ready.
Green flag.
He's fallen all the way to the tail end of the field.
Hit the wall.
I got smoke.
Go pin this time.
God, man, I'm an idiot.
John, I got no brake.
You're just having the baby to the first caution.
When I can, we're just going to be really damn low.
Turn one. Put it out. Turn one.
Oh, my God.
Yellow's out. Yellow's out.
Turn one. Six car and a 47 car. I don't think they're real happy with each other.
All right, pit road's open this time.
Car's running like it's out of fuel.
Double up.
Oh, like I shut it off and it won't quit.
We're stuck.
Let's just get him to push us to the garage here so we can work on it.
Idiots. This thing is unreal.
I can't run where I want to.
Holy
be a long ass night right here.
Larson trying to hang on to the top spot with Martin Truex Jr. right there.
Closed in by two car lengths of one and two. That last lap, one to go.
Truex down to the inside.
Come on, beat his ass. Come on. Don't let him hit you.
For the 16th time, it is stage winner, EMT Jet.
It's hard, man.
Thanks, buddy.
And stage two is underway.
Trouble turn run. One. Cody Ware gets it. AJ Allmendinger.
What the f*** was he doing?
That's why we said to stay away from him.
Hey, go tell the 51 to just quit racing.
That one hurt, but I'm fine. Just destroyed.
Martin Truex Jr. on these long runs, he's the master.
We're not even close to what that guy's got for grip.
Did you mention him with what you got here?
No, that trial, you're just stage points.
Probably turn number two.
Hold on to it. We're in here, guys.
Well, that sucks.
Seriously, kiss my
green checker next time, 78.
And that will conclude stage number two.
20 points, boys. You know what that means?
With pleasure this time, stage winner, MTJ.
Yippee.
Green flag, green flag.
I promise you that.
I can't drive it no more this time.
Nice.
It's top.
Denny Hamlin applies the brakes, downshifts, he is on pit road. Oh, and he overshoots the pit. Denny Hamlin overshoots the commitment line.
Stay out, you missed it, stay out.
You can still do this.
So the leader stayed out with really good strategy. He just missed pit road.
The 11 and the 18 are coming.
Denny is definitely catching him.
Keep up this pace, you win by 2 seconds. Focus.
Denny can see him. Can he catch him? Contact. The 34. Landon Castle into the wall.
You beat him a second. You can see him up here. Two cars up.
Set him up to pass. Do not waste any time.
Cease your marks.
Hold it up, bro.
Truex is in the wall.
You got to just lip it around.
Okay, bud.
Why do you yell? No caution.
Clear. One more corner. Will not get to you. You're coming to get the checker flag.
How about that? Hell yes! Talk about a real man! Woo! Well done, gentlemen. It's a draw, but we did it. Celebrate. Yeah, you gave up 10 seconds, but you made it all back. Crazy drive, dude.
Throw back all they want. They're going to be talking about this 50 years from now. Great work, man. Fellowship.
Dude, use it up, man. Use it up. There ain't nothing better there. Gentlemen, enjoy this one. Try to beat this on the Daytona.
EG3 Show's back right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer in the house as usual. Regular season finale Saturday night. I will get Denny Hamlin in just a moment. Xfinity Series race on tomorrow night, 7:30 at Richmond, Virginia. The Virginia 529. I can't read the other stuff, but the Virginia 529 250 tomorrow night, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central Time. For those of you who are interested in catching this race, NBCSN on TV, MRN has radio coverage of that race. And the Xfinity Series getting closer and closer to their season finale, as well. I believe they have another race before they turn the tables to the postseason beginning in Kentucky. Time to celebrate Denny Hamlin. That was some classic comments there throughout the behind the wheel segment right there. Danica Patrick, Dale Earnhardt Jr. probably has the funniest one there. Adrian Allmendinger had a rough night. And Denny Hamlin, time to celebrate. You're going to remember this for a long time. Well, they're going to remember that this win was encumbered. That's what they're going to remember. The comeback, the drive was tremendous by Hamlin running down Truex there at the end of this race. And oh, by the way, MTJ did have enough. There's talk about running out of gas and whatnot. Well, these drivers, Harvick, Kurt Busch, Martin Truex Jr. was on that strategy as well. They all made it home. But Harvick and Truex came home in the top 10. Brad Keselowski had a rough night at the Lady in Black. But the biggest news story coming out of this weekend, the comeback was tremendous and all that, but overshadowed by not passing post-race tech due to illegal rear suspension. Encumbered win part two takes away the points. And Denny Hamlin had 12 points after the checkered flag last Sunday night. Well, he's back to where he was coming into the weekend last weekend. 7 points, and that could be costly. If the situation bears that, especially in a tight point situation in the playoffs where you're needing to get in, that could be costly. Now, he could make it up by winning at his home track here on Saturday night. He did it last year. But even if he wins, that could be costly for Denny Hamlin. And the only difference separating between him and Joey Logano, he has one to fall back on. Joey Logano does not. And that could be the difference. When the checkered flag falls in the regular season, Saturday night could be costly. But yes, Denny Hamlin, they're going to remember the comeback, but it's going to be overshadowed by how this was encumbered thanks to not passing tech. How many times have I said not passing tech on a podcast already this afternoon? It's been a big story. No question about it since yesterday. Jeff Burton, Dale Jarrett had some strong comments about that as well. We've seen it. Darrell Wallace Jr. had an encumbered win. That was tremendous as well, but that's going to be overshadowed a little bit as well. And we got to, and this kind of bleeds into one of the topics for three wide here on the list. So much to get to with little time. We're already in the second part of the pod right here on KCSportsRadio.com. And I'm going to go back. Yes, that's lead. Perfect transition to the first turn one. Three wide going into turn one is the situation with the encumbereds, especially Denny Hamlin sweeping that category last weekend. Both of those don't count. And what Jeff Burton and Dale Jarrett was talking about was NASCAR needing to step up and make a bold statement and saying, hey, look, let's disqualify these teams, that winning teams that do not pass tech. Winning teams meaning by winning the race and not passing tech. That doesn't make no sense. And I definitely agree with both of them. I think NASCAR needs to step up and do something, kind of take that next major step forward in that and say, hey, you have to win in these guidelines. You know, you always talk about, you know, we've seen it in some races this year, especially with qualifying, that if you don't pass pass tech, you don't qualify. Saw that at Kansas City was a perfect example. I saw all those cars back there, and it did not pass tech. They had to go back through there 2, 3, 4 times, and then they didn't qualify. That perfect example was at another racetrack, Texas. Another example of that, you know, punishing the teams for not guiding by the rules package. You know, I'm with Dale and Jeff on this, and maybe a few others can agree as well, that they need to start disqualifying these teams, you know, teams that win the race and don't pass tech. It makes perfect sense. You win the race and you pass tech, you're good. You're good to go, right? But here, in this situation, I'm Joey Logano, another good situation. We see that he won the race, right, but didn't pass tech, so his win cancels out. Doesn't count. Well, it also, when you disqualify them, it should go do what you normally do, fine them, suspend them, do whatever, make the penalty bolder than it should be. That's all we're trying to get at here is, it doesn't add up when a team wins and it doesn't pass tech. There should be much more punishment to the situation, and Denny Hamlin swept the encumbereds this weekend. I mean, I'm laughing, but it's not good, especially on a cup side where you need those precious points. Everybody's talking about, including myself, these precious playoff points that you're going to have throughout the playoffs. If you can be able to transfer through the playoffs first, that's what's going to be the key. Key to this whole thing is you still have to run good. I mean, it's not a guarantee, and that's the other thing that Jeff Burton talked about on the show, and that leads into three wide. Turn number two, perfect transition, that nothing's guaranteed. Jeff Burton made basically an argument for Martin Truex Jr. I agree with him on this as well. You know, nothing's guaranteed. Pretty much anywhere, you know, everyone's making predictions, baseball, Super Bowl predictions and whatnot. Nothing's guaranteed. You got to go out there and do your thing, whether it's on the football field, baseball, dead field, diamond, on the racetrack. You can't just rely on predictions. You know, everybody has their predictions and whatnot. And yes, you know, Martin Truex Jr. has been amazing this year, but Burton made the argument that, hey, I guess he wasn't sold on the fact that he has all these plot points, but, you know, it's not guaranteed for him to make Homestead. I'm with them with the guaranteed part. But on the other side, you know, how this team has, the 7-8 has run all year long, there has not been really one drop-off. You know, we see the 18. You know, 18 ran well. He, ever since the Coke 600, he's been running strong, but he struggled out the gate early this year. And obviously, we had the issue with the 22 running in the top five. Some of it was issues, and then majority of it was shooting himself in the foot and whatnot. But he's got together now and running really well. Kyle Larson, he's run well majority of the year, except in here late in the summer where he's not run well. And then, you know, he dominated one third of the Southern 500 last Sunday night. What happened? Got overtaken by Truex. How about that? Take that, Kyle Larson. Truex makes the pass on him. Takes away a playoff point away from Larson and Truex again for like the fourth or fifth time. Wins both stage one and two. More on Martin in just a second. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KeysToSportsRadio.com. But gotta look at the fact that Truex, there has not been one fall. I would be shocked. I mean, yes, the guaranteed part, yes, I'm worried, yes. Like, all fans are worried about their drivers, you know, especially the winning teams this year, the Larsons, the Bushes, the Truexes, and the list can go on and on. Boy, because the playoffs, you don't know what's going to happen, and we saw it firsthand last year. Truex was a favorite last year. What happened? He struggled in round two of the playoffs, and then it led up to the engine blowing at Talladega, and yes, I mean, it was devastating, yeah. I mean, maybe not more devastating than the Super Bowl, but it was devastating. And yeah, I don't need a reminder saying nothing's guaranteed. I don't need a reminder for anybody, especially the Truex clan out there, that, you know, hey, you know, we're cautiously optimistic that he can get there for sure. But I haven't seen one dip of performance from this team. This team has been outstanding from Daytona 500 excluded. He was right there, almost tried to win a thing, ran out of gas, but he's been outstanding from start to right now. And he probably has a good chance to compete for the win here Saturday night as well. Won't put that, rule that out either. So, I mean, I'm with Burton on not guaranteed. You know, with going to the Final Four, you could say that for all the drivers, not just Truex, but you could say that for Kyle Larson, Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson. You know, everybody's kind of making it automatic that Jimmy Johnson's going to turn it up. You can't guarantee that. I mean, nobody's not talking about that. You know, everybody's talking about Jimmy Johnson. Oh yeah, Jimmy Johnson's going to make that. That's basically a guarantee. That's not guaranteed. I kind of said that throughout the last few weeks, that Jimmy Johnson, he's been Mr. Groundhog, and I've been nicknaming him that because we haven't seen a sight of him since the win at Bristol. And everybody's assuming that, pretty much everybody, that 95% of the time, 95% of the media is saying Jimmy Johnson will come out game busters and come out here and win, start leading laps, win races, and win a championship. That's what y'all are telling me. So that's a guarantee, and I'm not buying this, you know. Final Four, you know, Truex ain't getting the homestead. You know, if I'll be shocked if he doesn't get there. It will take somebody, and I like the tweet that somebody I came across last weekend, that it will take an alien abduction to not see Martin Truex Jr. in this Final Four when it's all said and done. I mean, all twists and turns about, if At the very least, is Martin Truex doesn't really have to win. He got to continue to run strong like he is, top five, top ten. The one that matters is Miami. That's what the one that matters the most. I mean, you can win Dover, you can win Charlotte, you can win Martinsville, whatnot. But if you don't win Miami, that's going to be very, very disappointing. So, for that, and that goes for all drivers who are contending to try to get to the homestead. You can win all those races, but yet, if you don't win the most important one, that doesn't matter. So, yeah, there's no guarantees, but yet, you're saying Jimmy Johnson's going to guarantee, you're basically guaranteeing him, basically, he's going to start leading laps at Chicagoland. So, I ain't buying that worth anything, but I'm with Burton with the guarantee 100%, but on the other flip side, I just don't see, you know, if if anything, this team has been on the up and up, especially with, even though they're going to lose this driver, Eric Jones, to Joel Gibbs Racing. Eric Jones has been rolling solid last month and a half, and I would be surprised if Eric Jones don't win Saturday night, because I got a feeling 7-7 is going to victory lane. It's going to be big, not just big for him, but for the whole entire operation for Furniture Row. They've just been on a roll from start to finish. They've been on a mission since week one, you know, playing their cards out right. They've showed the way all right. And before we go into our last break here, the Federated Auto Parts 400, the regular season finale, Saturday night, 7:30 Eastern Time, 6:30 Central Time, and NBCSN TV, MRN will have the races this week. We'll have the coverage, and again, which we'll break down in our final segment here of the podcast, we'll go down to some of those drivers who need to win this race to get in to the postseason here in 2017. Top 10 real quick. Denny Hamlin won the race, but take away the points. Plow points, very costly. Kyle Busch, second. How about the 41 of Kurt Busch? He's been coming on here. I mean, since the Daytona 500 win, he's been a no-show. But the last few weeks here, the 41 has resurfaced up here. And he looks to be a player here in the playoffs. Austin Dillon, another one. He was solid throughout the night. Fourth, Eric Jones comes home in his first Darlington start in the top five and fifth. That's what I'm talking about. Matt Kenseth, Ryan Newman, Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, Jimmy McMurray rounding out your top 10 for the Bojangles Southern 500. We're going to take our last break right now, folks, here on the ET3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Regular season preview. Regular season finale preview coming up next on the other side. You're listening to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Eddie Greer, as usual, for the EG3 show. For those of you just tuning in, EG3 show is all about the world of NASCAR, Camping World Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in all of motorsports. And a big weekend for the Cup guys, as this is it. Saturday night is going to go down. Two are. Who's going to get in and who is not, folks? EG3 helmet stickers before I get into that. Only got a couple for you guys this week. Obviously, Austin Cindric, Cass Gralla, Noah Craigson, EG3 helmet stickers. Cole Custer, William Byron, Xfinity Series, Kurt Busch, Austin Dillon, and how about Ty Dillon? EG3 helmet stickers this week from Canada, South Carolina races last weekend. Playoff position on the line Saturday night. Chase Elliott, Jimmy McMurray, Matt Kenseth. Jimmy McMurray has the final spot right now, and an interesting number on these three guys, which kind of leads into the number of the week, brought to you by JPEGSports.com. Check all of our shows out, including the EG3 show. Got football, bowling, and more football. And, of course, Kansas City Chiefs open up the 2017 season here tonight against the defending champs, New England Patriots. Happy football. Football is officially back beginning tonight on NBC. But yes, folks, check out our website and listen to all of our shows. EG3 show, we're about or almost in playoff mode here. After Saturday, we are officially in the playoffs. Not all the divisions, not yet. They're getting close, especially the Truck Series. Again, I'll have to double check on my own where the Xfinity Series is on that, but they're one or two races away from that as well. But playoffs is here, and the playoffs really begin now for some of these drivers that need to get in, win, and you're in the playoffs. Obviously, what that phrase sticks out to me was Jeremy Mayfield a while back, several years ago, that he was out but performed the race of his life, led the most laps, executed, got to victory lane, and that won the race and got into the playoffs. We saw a dramatic situation with the whole Ryan Newman versus MWR situation. We see some crazy stuff since this format has gone down, and we're going about to add another chapter to that. We got some big names that if they don't execute, really, that we're going to, obviously, we're going to see two big names not be in the playoffs. Dale Jr. is one of them. He's bad luck and all, you know, even without the bad luck, this team has not been up to par, even with Jr.'s optimism. I mean, I'm glad that Dale Jr. has been optimistic all year long in his final full-time season in the Cup Series, but things have just not gone well, and everybody says, you know, he's a winner, he's a former winner there, yes, but we're in the now, right now. We're talking about right now. We can't rely on the past. We got to focus on right now what these drivers are doing, and the 88 has not been up to par. Back to numbers of the week real quick. I talked about Chase Elliott, McMurray, and Kenseth. They're all separated by 3 points. Altogether, 3 points. So that means if one of the drivers that are outside of the top 16 right now win, and one of those drivers have a bad race over the weekend, that driver is going to be out easily. So no rest for the weary there. So very tight in the last three positions. Elliott has it right now. Kenseth and McMurray in the other one. Four wins out of its last seven by Joe Gibbs Racing after being shut out over half the season. Denny Hamlin, Kyle Busch, well, you can really say three as well because Denny Hamlin's win does not count. And you can add in Joey Logano's win as well. Didn't count at Richmond the last time we were there. That's 10 points wasted that somebody could have grabbed. So it goes back to what I talked about in the last segment, that if you DQ them, penalize them, fine them, suspend the crew chief, you can hand those points down to the second place driver, which in all purposes would have been Kyle Busch would have had those points. But see, that's what I'm trying to go out with, and I believe NASCAR should take it that step to just say DQ the winner if they don't pass the special. That's very easy to do instead of just, you know, win the race, not pass it, and then just cancel it all. Yeah, just throw it out all together. Just throw it in the dumpster. Do what you gotta do. Numbers of the week. 3, basically, is the number this week. Elliott, McMurray, Kenseth, all separated by 3 points. So, and you go look here at the drivers that are outside. Some of the drivers that are outside the top 10. Top 16. I actually started with the bubble guy, which Jimmy McMurray did not have time throughout the week to do all the finishing orders, but I did get to some of them. You'll see the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Just a couple of minutes here on today's regular season finale podcast, getting you set for Richmond. Jimmy McMurray in the last three races, Michigan 9th. Bristol 12th, Darlington, he finished in the top 10. Then Bowyer, who was the first one out, And boy, he has underperformed, in my opinion. I've been riding him, even in the starter position. Start of the season, I thought big things were going to happen, but things have not happened. And I know the two team is new, and what you can use that excuse and whatnot. Yes, the team is new in the first half of the season, but we have that. We start to come back around in the second half of the season. That's when you need to start performing, upping your performance. I haven't seen it from Boyer. 23rd at Michigan, 19th at Bristol, and dead last at Darlington due to an issue. Whew. And then Eric Jones, and then Ken Squire's comment, hey, we're going to start calling him what Ken's call him, that Jones boy. That Jones boy, three consecutive top 10s. Really, three consecutive top 5s. Third at Michigan, Bristol second, Darlington fifth, and then the main one, Joey Logano. All eyes going to be on him, I believe, already. They've already been since they uncovered win. It's been getting ever closer. Joey Logano needs to come out of the grave and rise up. Can he do it? I don't think he can. Michigan, 28th. Bristol, 13th. And last week at Darlington, finished in the 18th spot to qualify up in the top 10. So, yes, there's life with the Fords. Some Fords are performing well, while others are still finding a way, and it might be too little, too late for the 22. I don't see Logano winning this race. Momentum is a big thing in this sport. Everybody talks about momentum and how, you know, Kurt Busch is slowly building that momentum. Austin Dillon, we saw that. We've been seeing it for a while from the 41, ever since they've been horrible this year. But the 41's been coming back to life. The 3, they haven't looked good at all, really, since that Charlotte race when they won the Coca-Cola 600 on a strategy call. Newman's been consistent, like usual, but momentum is a big thing. And you look at the only driver that I put on my notes that has consecutive top 5s is a 77. And Eric Jones, the last time we were at Richmond, he was the strongest thing there and qualified bad and hit the wall in lap 3. His day was over. So if one of those contenders hits the wall like that hard, they have a chance of being out. I said it a couple weeks ago at Bristol when the series was at Bristol. I thought Eric Jones was going to have a solid night. I thought he was going to win that night. Sal Napole led over 250 laps of that race and came up short to Kyle Busch. You come back to Richmond where he was fast in the spring. This team got momentum right now as well. I mean, we talked about Martin Truex Jr. all year long. And, oh, by the way, I have not said it once, but I'm going to say it now. Congratulations to Martin Truex Jr., my team, the 78 regular season champs. That's big. And he was going to get 15 padded on to a whopping 37 playoff points already. So congratulations to the 78 bunch. And it could be more congratulations if they can get the 77 in there. This team has been outstanding the last month and a half, getting their ducks in a row. And I believe the 77 is going to overcome all those odds and win the race and put Frontier Road Cars in the playoffs. That would be big, especially the uncertainty of that second team. But Eric Jones has been above outstanding. Obviously, we talk about how talented he is, but he is putting them up. And right now, returning to short track where his background is from originally, Eric Jones is going to bring it home Saturday night. And what a story that would be. He will knock out Boyer. He's going to knock out Junior Logano. And he's going to definitely knock out one of those three cats sitting who has a worst night when it's all said and done. Folks, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to wrap it for the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. Regular season finale going down. The last race before the NAS Monster Energy Cup playoffs. Who's in? Who will be out? Stay tuned. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm your host, Eddie Greer. Football is back. You have to listen to the EG3 show right here on KCSportsRadio.com. JPEG Sports Network. Have a good weekend, everybody.